When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good morning. Welcome into Tide Talk Live. Stacy Blackwood riding solo on this live edition of the show, this Independence Day edition of Tide Talk Live. Glad to have you all joining me this morning as we talk some Alabama football. As you can tell, this show is going to be talking about, you know, what Alabama's case is to be potentially preseason number one. And on top of that, what are their national championship odds as we look ahead to the 2024 college football season? It's just right around the corner, 58 days from today until kickoff. They'll be starting practice here in about 4 weeks. So the season is right around the corner, and we're super excited to talk about it here at Tide Talk Live. I hope you'll join me in the live chat this morning as we discuss Alabama football. Also, we are part of the Believe Network. Make sure you look up the Believe Network and find all their college football shows there. There's plenty to choose from, whether you're an Alabama fan, an Auburn fan, LSU, Georgia. They have plenty of SEC coverage over at Believe. And we are powered by betonline.ag. And BetOnline is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season, from baseball, golf, soccer, right to all the top fights in UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. Then when the game's over, head on over to the online casino and get in on the game of blackjack or poker, or just simply unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. So head to the website today, get in on the action, use promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% free bet credit on your first deposit up to $250. That's Bet Online. The game starts here. So as I mentioned in the intro, we're going to be talking about some of the top reasons that Alabama football should be considered preseason number one and really be considered legitimate national championship contenders as we look ahead to the 2024 college football season. I don't think this is going to be a fan's perspective. I'm really trying to look at this from a factual perspective. And the fact is, and it kind of leads to the number one point, the fact is this Alabama roster is still among the elite in college football. Don't let any of the pundits tell you anything different. The overall roster talent is still among the elite in college football. 247 just recently released their rankings of the teams with the highest percentage of blue chip players on the roster. And Alabama was number two on that list, just behind Ohio State. 88% of Alabama's roster is made up of blue chip players. Like I said, they're just behind Ohio State, who had 90%, and kind of well above Georgia, who is at number three with 80%. So don't let anyone tell you anything different other than Alabama still has one of the most elite rosters in college football. So that's point one. That's a fact. You can't argue that point. The fact is Alabama's roster is among the elite in college football. So there's one case for being not only a potential preseason number one, but also the fact that they are legitimate national championship contender. So the roster is still loaded. Don't let anybody else tell you anything different. I know once Nick Saban left, I guess everybody just thought the roster did not have any talent on it whatsoever, and that could not be further from the truth. This roster is loaded with talent, and they have just as much talent as anyone, and they have more talent than most. So don't forget that part of the equation. Another key point I want to kind of recognize, and before you guys kind of laugh or shrug this one off, look, Alabama has an elite special teams duo. And like I said, don't laugh at this. look, when you look at what they have in Graham Nicholson and James Burnup, you could argue they have the best place kicker and punter duo in the country. Graham Nicholson won the Lou Groza Award last season at Miami of Ohio. James Burnup is widely regarded as one of the best punters in the country. Both guys landed on Walter Camp's preseason All-American list, which was made up of a first team and a second team. And look, when you play in the SEC, with the expanded field of the college football playoff as well, there are going to be a lot of tight football games. And a lot of times, if not most of the times, those games come down to special teams. And Alabama has an elite special teams duo. I think James Burnup and Graham Nicholson are going to win Alabama a couple games this year because they are so elite. So you can't look past the fact that they have one of the best special teams duos in the country as well, along which is kind of compounded by the fact their roster is just as good as anybody else's in the country. So don't look past the special teams or the importance of that special teams will play here in 2024 for Coach DeBoer and the Alabama Crimson Tide. Another key point that I want to kind of look at is and I think people look past this because it's not Nick Saban. But look, Kalen DeBoer is a proven winner. Now, look, he's going to have to prove in the SEC. There's no doubt about that. But the guy has a career record of 104-12. And let's not forget, he just won the Pac-12 and played for the national championship with the Washington Huskies. So DeBoer has already silenced, you know, kind of a lot of his critics with the way he is recruited this summer for Alabama. I mean, the prowess that he's had on the recruiting trail is second to none right now. They're going to challenge Ohio State for the top class in the country. They'll no doubt finish inside the top five, if not the top three. And like I mentioned, potentially challenge for that number one overall class if the cards fall right. But look, DeBoer has a saying that winners win because that's what winners do. And I know that sounds simple. It almost sounds cliche. But DeBoer is a winner, plain and simple. And that should give Tide fans and college football fans and analysts around the country, you know, confidence that he can get the job done in Tuscaloosa as well. So I think when you put kind of all those ingredients together, you know, you have one of the most elite rosters in the country. You have dependable specialists to get you by in close games, and you have a proven winner as a head coach. How can you not think Alabama is among the elite in college football? Still, I know Nick Saban's gone. People are getting caught up in that, and I understand it. He's the greatest college football coach of all time. But we can't pretend like this roster is not what it is, and we can't pretend that Coach DeBoer doesn't have the track record that he has. Those are facts. Those are not feelings. So, you know, you have to put aside all these wish casting and hope casting that some of these fan bases and college football analysts have around the country and simply look at the facts. And the facts tell you that Alabama has a legitimate argument to be preseason number one, and they are legitimate national championship contenders going into this college football season. There's no two ways about it. So I would love to hear what you guys think about that there in the live chat. We'd love to interact with you guys. Good morning, Trina. I hope you have an amazing day as well. Roll Tide. Thank you so much for your support. A couple other things, you know, that I didn't even mention that I think are worth mentioning. Look, Jalen Milroe. Let's just think about this. Jalen Milroe, you could make the argument he is the most dynamic player in college football. Especially when you talk about the quarterback position. There's nobody like him that plays quarterback at the college level right now. Jalen Milroe is a special athlete who he has 1 year under his belt as a starter. He's proven that he can win at the highest level by beating Kirby Smart and the Georgia Bulldogs in the 2023 SEC Championship game. So, look, don't sleep on Jalen Milroe either. That dude is a special talent. And with this QB-friendly system that Coach DeBoer likes to run, him and Nick Sheridan, and with all the weapons that he has around him, whether you talk about in the backfield with Justice Haynes or Richard Young, Jam Miller, or out wide with, you know, Jeremy Bernard, Kendrick Law, Kobe Prentice, Ryan Williams coming in, who I think is going to be a special, special player. This offense has a chance to be as good as any offense in the country. And so when I think about Milroe and I think about Alabama, I try to compare them to the other elite programs in the country. So let's look at the two other programs that are most comparable to Alabama from a roster standpoint, from a coaching standpoint. Let's look at Ohio State and let's look at Georgia and let's look at what they have at quarterback. Ohio State. We'll start with those guys. Excuse me. Ohio State has Will Howard. They brought him over as a transfer quarterback from Kansas State. Alabama fans should remember him from the Sugar Bowl a couple of years ago. Really good player. No doubt about it. Really good college quarterback. But let's think about it from this point. Are you going to pick him over Jalen Milroe? I'm not. All right. So if rosters are comparable and Alabama has the advantage at quarterback, I think it would lead you to believe that Alabama may have the heads up over Ohio State. Just a thought process. I'm just kind of brainstorming here. All right. Then you compare Georgia's Carson Beck to Jalen Milroe. Look, there's no doubt about it. Carson Beck is a great quarterback. There's a great chance he's the number one pick in the 2025 NFL draft. But let's think about it from – this is college football. This isn't the NFL. Think about it from a dynamic standpoint. What Jalen Milroe brings to the game with his legs, and I think the way that Coach DeBoer and Nick Sheridan and this offensive coaching staff is going to use Milroe this season to kind of show off his natural abilities more while he continues to develop as a passer. Excuse me. I think from a college standpoint, and I think you're splitting hairs here, and maybe this is just a personal preference, but as far as what he can do to change the game, Milroe has the advantage over Carson Beck because of his legs. And look, I'm not taking anything away from Carson Beck or Will Howard. Those are both great college quarterbacks. But from a game-changing standpoint, I don't know that there's another player like Jalen Milroe in the country. And look, we saw how much he improved as a passer throughout the season. He still has, obviously some things he needs to work on, but so does Will Howard. So does Carson Beck. If you go back and watch the SEC Championship game, Carson Beck is fortunate he didn't throw about three or four interceptions in that game. Alabama dropped, at least three interceptions on Carson Beck in the SEC Championship game. And if they don't drop those, I'm not sure Georgia scores over one touchdown outside their first scoring drive of that game. I'm not sure Georgia crosses the goal line again in that game because Alabama had their number. And so, look, I'm not taking away anything from Carson Beck or Will Howard, but I think in terms of roster, overall rosters, Alabama, Georgia, and Ohio State have the most comparable rosters. So what's the difference between those three teams? All right, what do we have at quarterback? Like I mentioned, I think Milroe is the most dynamic player in the country. Then you look, those games get close. Who's got the advantage on special teams? Well, Alabama has the reigning Lou Groza Award-winning kicker and maybe the best punter in college football as well, if not the second best punter in college football. So I just think people are kind of – I don't want to use doubt or sleeping on Alabama because they're really not. I mean, most people have them inside the top five. But to me, if they're outside the top three in anybody's rankings, I think it's really just wish casting by that particular set of rankings. Alabama has a top three roster and a top three coach. How are they not a top three team? So I've seen SEC Mike post his power rankings heading into the season. I think he had Alabama fifth behind, Georgia, Texas, Ole Miss, and Missouri. Anybody who thinks Missouri is a better football team than Alabama is simply wish casting. It's a simple wish casting. They don't have a better coach, and they don't have a better roster. So you tell me. Good morning, John. Roll Tide. Good morning, C-Bama. Roll Tide to you as well. Hope you guys have a happy 4th of July, Independence Day. I know everybody's probably got big plans for today. We'll be heading to the lake here shortly, spend the day on the boat, and then shoot fireworks tonight as well. So please be safe, everyone, tonight as you shoot fireworks. Don't do anything stupid in that regard. Please let me know what your thoughts are on the topic today. Do you think Alabama has a legitimate case to be preseason number one? And even, beyond that, are they legitimate national championship contenders? Coach DeBoer is obviously doing a great job on the recruiting trail. Another big pickup yesterday on Friday. Feels like Saturday. On Wednesday with Justin Hill from the state of Ohio, an edge defender being recruited to play the wolf position for Alabama, peaking Alabama over the in-state Ohio State Buckeyes. So another big win on the recruiting trail for Coach DeBoer as he just continues to build on this number two overall ranked class. They do lose a couple commitments in Miles Johnson and Zamir Smith, but those were kind of expected. The coaching staff has not been as heavy. The new coaching staff has not really recruited Miles Johnson as much as the old staff has. There's some different reasons behind that. He doesn't have any junior tape because he was injured before his junior season. There's still more this coaching staff would like to see. Smith is being recruited heavily by Maryland. Those were not just really too surprising from a recruiting standpoint, from a decommitment standpoint. Alabama still sits at number two in the rankings, still fighting Ohio State for the top overall class. And there's still several prospects that are on the board for Alabama, top targets that, you know, I think at this point you could consider Alabama being the leader for. Trina says, yeah, yes, Alabama is a serious natty winning team. I agree 100%. What's some other reasons maybe that I didn't mention as to why you believe Alabama is a national championship worthy contender entering the 2024 season? Because I think there's more than what I've mentioned. I've even got some more wrote down that I didn't mention, but I think if you look at the interior of that offensive line, you know, with Tyler Booker and Parker Brailsford and Jaden Roberts, I mean, that's certainly going to be one of the better offensive line units in the country. Then you got Caden Proctor out at left tackle. We'll see what happens at right tackle, whether that's Elijah Pritchett or Wilkin Formby, or maybe even somebody else, you know, holding down that right side. But I think from left tackle to right guard, that offensive line is as good as anybody in the country. Those four guys are as good as anybody out there. So that's just kind of another perspective or another point that you could make for Alabama being among the elite in college football. And I think a lot of it comes – look, there's no denying that Nick Saban, you know, was the face of this Alabama program over the last 17 years. And you can't take away anything that he did. But we can't pretend, just if we're other fan bases or analysts around the country, we can't pretend like he left the cupboard bare. We can't pretend that Alabama didn't replace him with a proven winner, because they did. I mean, Kalen DeBoer, 104-12 is his career record. The dude just wins. Now, he's still got to prove in the SEC. There's no doubt about it. But so far, what we have to go by, the facts that we have presented to us, Kalen DeBoer is a winner. Also, the roster. 247 Sports said it themselves. Alabama has the second highest percentage of blue chip players on its roster. So 88% of the roster is blue chip players. They are loaded with talent. So, I mean, look, there's more than enough reasons that Alabama should be, you know, at the very least considered for preseason number one. Now, they're not going to be preseason number one. It's going to be Georgia. You can get some love for Texas, Ohio State, probably a lot of love for Oregon. You know, Ole Miss is a flashy team, even though Lane Kiffin's yet to win a meaningful game. I know he won the New Year's Six game against Penn State, but, you know, Penn State doesn't win games that matters either. So, look, and I'm not taking away from Lane Kiffin. He's done a good job at Ole Miss, but I don't trust him to win the SEC games that matter. So, you know, at the very least, Alabama should be considered for preseason number one. And without question, they are a legitimate national championship contender. The facts are there. The facts are there. Trina says Smith may want to go back to Maryland or be closer for personal reasons surrounding his family. That's exactly what I'm hearing, Trina. She says she agrees with all my points. Thank you. She said Saban is leaving the program in great shape, and DeBoer has won with much less than what he had in every other school, minus potentially Washington. Yes. I mean, the you know, as my grandmother says, the proof is in the pudding. I mean, look, DeBoer's a winner. And there's a reason that he has been able to recruit at such a high level so quickly at Alabama. For one, Alabama recruits itself to a certain extent, but you still have to be able to build those relationships And the fact that DeBoer has built those relationships so quickly is another more evidence of the fact that the dude just knows what it takes to win. And so I have all the confidence in the world that Coach DeBoer can get it done. And he was a fantastic hire. And you know, I think we mentioned in our last show, the way that both he and Saban handled that transition is just incredible. They did a fantastic job. Trina says, make sure you hit that like button, y'all. Thank you so much, Trina, for your support. Yeah, let's just take a moment to say, hey, please smash that like button. Hit that subscribe button if you're not subscribed already. We're closing in on 3,000 subscribers. Help us reach that goal before the season starts. We're 58 days away from kickoff. That's plenty of time for us to reach 3,000 subscribers on YouTube. So please help us do that there. Please, you know, like us on Apple Podcasts. Follow us on Spotify. We have a lot of listeners from iHeartRadio, Amazon Music. So wherever you find your podcast, you can also find us there as well. So we appreciate all your support, guys. It's been so much fun being able to kind of build our channel and build our show, especially here on the YouTube platform, and being able to interact with you guys, especially in live shows and in the comment section as well. So thank you so much for that. So please do subscribe here on YouTube. You know, share us with all your friends, your enemies, even Auburn. We'll take Auburn subscribers as well. I mean, we'll take all we can get. So thank you so much for that. Make sure you do, you know, hit that bell so you get notified every time we upload content here on Tide Talk Live on YouTube. If you haven't heard already, we do have a membership program now with three different tiers. If you're feeling generous, please join us there as well. We would greatly appreciate it as we continue to build our brand and hopefully grow our production that we have here on YouTube as well. So now we got that out of the way. Let's talk some more football. I want to look ahead to SEC Media Days, which is coming up here in a couple weeks. And I don't know how much coverage I will provide that week. I will be at the beach during all that. So we'll just kind of play that by ear. But I'm looking forward to seeing how, you know, obviously welcoming in Texas and Oklahoma to the conference is really going to be the storyline of SEC Media Days. But I think you could make the argument after Oklahoma and Texas being new members, the big story is going to be Alabama being there without Nick Saban. How does Kalen DeBoer handle SEC Media Days? It's going to be a lot of fun to watch. Hope you guys will jump in the live chat. Give us your thoughts and opinions so far on today's show. Give us your thoughts on the upcoming season. What do you think? You know, what's your win total? What are you thinking? 10.5? Are you going to take the over, the under on that in the regular season? It's going to be interesting. I think if you kind of look at this schedule, the truth is, even though it's a really difficult schedule for Alabama, I think the way it sets up and the way they kind of balance their bye weeks, because there is two this year, can't forget that. The schedule sets up, you know, about as good as you could hope for. If you're Kalen DeBoer in Alabama, you know, you start the season two games at home with you know, Western Kentucky and then South Florida before you travel to Wisconsin. You know, you're probably going to start the season 2-0, you know, go on the road, beat a good Wisconsin team. Then you get that bye week before you play Georgia, which is probably going to be the regular season game of the year. So the schedule sets up pretty nicely for Alabama. And, you know, Mike Lowry, he ain't afraid to say it. He's calling a natty right now. And look, I think I laid a firm argument for Alabama being right there among the elite of college football this season, and a national championship, you know, hoisting that national championship trophy is not out of the question for Kalen DeBoer in Alabama. Thanks for commenting, Mike. Jake could not join us this morning. He had some obligations to take care of, so he was not here. He's not able to join us this morning, but I did want to get a live show out today, or, you know, even just a show out today on the 4th to help everybody get their day started. And also, it's been on my mind a lot because I've been seeing a lot of preseason rankings, and, you know, I think if anybody has Alabama outside the top five, and their preseason rankings, I really believe it's wish casting. And what I mean by that, it's just wishful thinking is all it is. There's no, you can't give me a legitimate argument for Alabama not being a top five team entering the season. And if somebody in the live show in the chat right now has a legitimate argument as to why they're not a top five team entering the season, please let me know. I would love to debate that with you. Because the argument that I see most is, oh, Trina, thank you so much. She has become a member of Tide Talk Live. I think that's our first member. We just rolled this out like yesterday or day before yesterday. Thank you so much, Trina, for your support. I can't tell you how much Trina means to our show here. She is always supporting us. And whether it's here on YouTube, whether it's on social media, she's always giving us shout outs. She is so supportive of our show, and we can't thank her enough. Thank you so much for becoming a member. I hope more will follow suit. We greatly appreciate that. As we mentioned, just trying to continue to grow our brand. I want to talk about, I see a lot of talk about, you know, this team post Nick Saban. And look, I don't think, yeah, she's all the way from Canada. We can't let her out, do you guys? Come on. Thank you, Trina. Really appreciate you. Yeah, we look, I agree with that. I'm just making the argument that they should at least be in the conversation. I don't want to be preseason number one because of all the expectations. Not just because of the expectations, because it is kind of fun to be slept on a little bit. Great point, PZ. But yeah, my point is, I'm not trying to say, hey, let's rank them preseason number one. I'm trying to say, they have a case to be number one. And if people do not think that, it's wishful thinking. You know, and we talked about wishful thinking here over the past couple seasons relative to Nick Saban. I mean, there are plenty of national analysts over the past, I would probably say 5 years, maybe even 7 years. I guess probably when Clemson started winning the national championships under Dabo Sweeney, people every offseason talked about how this is the end of the Nick Saban dynasty. It's over. He's going to be pushed out of the way for these younger coaches. And all he did was keep winning. And we tried to tell everybody in the preseason, quit with all the wishful thinking. Nick Saban and Alabama are not going anywhere. Well, now Nick Saban's retired, and here they go again with a different angle on why Alabama is done. And I'm sorry, the facts do not support that. The fact is, Alabama's roster is loaded, and Alabama replaced Nick Saban with a top five coach in the sport. I mean, that's the facts. That's not my opinion. I mean, Coach DeBoer literally, I mean, just in January, won a college football playoff game over Steve Sarkisian and the Texas Longhorns, and played for a national championship. That was Coach DeBoer at Washington. That's a fact. That's not an opinion-based argument. But once again, PZ, yes, we don't need that preseason number one ranking. Doesn't help fill the trophy case. There's no doubt about that. I'm just kind of making the argument of why, because I see all these people, all these pundits talking about, you know, Alabama being outside the top five, which is just it's just ridiculous. I want to get to I'm going to try to pull it up here. SEC Mike putting out his SEC preseason power rankings, and this is his pre media days power rankings. This is it right here. Number one, Georgia. I can live with that. They have an argument for it to be number one. But 2 through 5, to me, is a complete joke. Ole Miss, number two. Here's my problem with Ole Miss. What has Lane Kiffin ever proven? He's proven that he can win in the transfer portal. But what's his signature SEC win? I'll wait. Missouri, do they have a, I don't know, Do they have? Would you even say they have a top 10 roster in college football? Because look, you got to have Jimmys and Joes. They got a great receiver. They got a good quarterback. But do we think that Eli Drinkwitz should be above what Alabama has coming back, what Texas has coming back? I don't think so. Texas is at number 4. Alabama is at number 5. To me, anything besides a top 3 of any order of Georgia, Texas, and Alabama, it's really just a lot of wishful thinking. Because, look, Lane Kiffin hasn't won a meaningful game. Look, I know he just won a New Year's Six game. Credit to him for that. But and Trina's right. Drink is a solid coach, but DeBoer is elite. DeBoer has done more. I mean, I didn't mean to rhyme there, but he's done more. And she's right. You don't win championships in the portal. You win on the field for sure. And look, Lane Kiffin, like I said, they did just beat Penn State, you know, in a New Year's Six game. But outside of that, what has he done? I mean, he hasn't beat Alabama. He hasn't beat Georgia. So I think they're kind of, people are kind of putting the cart before the horse there. I'm not trying to take away from what Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss have accomplished over the past couple seasons or what they accomplished in the transfer portal this offseason. But I'm not buying into the fact that Lane Kiffin is an elite coach. I'm not buying into the fact that Eli Drinkwitz is an elite coach. Now, look, Missouri's schedule does set up nicely for them. They probably have the easiest SEC schedule I've ever seen in my life. We talked about that a couple weeks ago. But they do have to come to Alabama. And that's going to be a big L for Coach Drink. And I want to talk about, while we're talking about Ole Miss and Lane Kiffin, I don't know how well or how you're going to be able to sustain success by only attacking the transfer portal. If you look at what Ole Miss is doing from a high school ranks in recruiting, it's honestly not that impressive. It's middle of the road in the SEC, which is not good enough to win you the SEC. So I'm not sure how you can sustain success just using the portal as Lane Kiffin has done. I'd love to hear y'all's thoughts on that. Great comment. Now I'll say this, with the expanded playoff, it would not surprise me to see, you know, Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss in the playoff. But I'm just not sure they're actually legitimate title contenders. We're just using SEC mocks, SEC power rankings as kind of a launch pad for the discussion. Let's look at the top five teams. His top five is Georgia, Ole Miss, Missouri, Texas, Alabama. I just want to ask you, the audience, and let me know in the live chat, of the top five teams, who do you believe have a legitimate shot to win a national championship? I'm not talking about making the playoff. There's 12 teams that's going to make it. Which SEC teams have the talent, have the coaching to win a national championship this year? I think there's just three teams. I think it's Georgia, I think it's Texas, and I think it's Alabama. I would love to hear from you guys in the comment section. Do you really believe that Missouri or Ole Miss have what it takes to win a national championship? Trina says just Georgia and Alabama. Hard to argue with that. We'll see what Texas is made of. How interesting is it going to be with Texas and Oklahoma in the conference? Who did Ole Miss draw? Did Ole Miss draw Texas or Oklahoma? Does anybody know off the top of their head? I can look it up, but they drew Oklahoma. So Ole Miss plays Oklahoma. So they did get, you know, but, you know, Oklahoma could be pretty good too. We don't know. We'll see. I think their quarterback's a sleeper for to have a really good season. We'll see what they're kind of made of as well. But this is going to be one of the more interesting college football seasons in recent memory because of not only the way the conferences have realigned, not only because of the expansion of the playoff, but, you know, Nick Saban has gone from Alabama. You know, now the most prominent program in the country is under new leadership. And they happen to hire a guy who just played or just coached in the national championship game. So there's a lot of interesting discussions that's going to be happening between now and kickoff in late August. And like we said earlier, it's just 58 days from right now until Alabama plays Western Kentucky on August 31st. Can you believe that, guys? What this offseason has just flown by. And, you know, I think it's just going to, you know, it's going to be a special season in Tuscaloosa. I would love to hear everyone's SEC power rankings kind of heading into the season, how you kind of look at those, where you think everybody should land at in their rankings. I think, to me, you're splitting hairs between Alabama and Georgia. I really believe that. I think after that, you have Texas. I think you probably then have Ole Miss and then Missouri. Then you probably have, you know, I think 6 through 9 is really a toss-up between, you know, you got Tennessee, Oklahoma, A&M, and LSU. All those teams are kind of mixed in there together. We'll see what Florida has this year. Their schedule is just a gauntlet. You know, Kentucky and Auburn are interesting teams. I think they could, you know, just as easily go 6-6 as they could 8-4. So we'll see how that plays out. Big year for Sam Pittman in Arkansas. How does Shane Beamer recover after a disappointing season last year? And then you have Mississippi State and Vanderbilt who, you know, just they're kind of sitting there at the bottom of the conference, and I'm not sure, you know, where they find their wins at in SEC play. Anybody got anything else before we wrap up the show? Once again, I want to thank Trina for becoming a member of Tide Talk Live on YouTube. Thank you so much for your support there. Please do like, share, and subscribe here on YouTube as we continue to grow. Help us reach our goal of 3,000 subscribers before kickoff on August 31st. That would be fantastic. Also free and available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, wherever you find your podcast, you can find Tide Talk Live. We are a part of the Believe Network, which is a growing network who has a plethora of college football content, not only just for the SEC, but, you know, all around the country as well. So make sure you check out all the great shows on the Believe Network. Trina says, I'm planning on being in Tuscaloosa for A-Day 2025, all the way from Canada. That is incredible. Maybe we can meet Trina. It'd be an honor to meet you. All right, guys. Hey, I'm going to wrap up the show now. Going to get ready to get packed up and head to the lake. I hope everyone has a safe and happy 4th of July. Please don't do anything crazy with fireworks. Be safe out there. This, you know, whether you go into the lake or go into the pool when you shoot fireworks, just be safe. Celebrate with friends and family. I hope you guys have a fantastic day. It's been so much fun talking some Alabama football here on YouTube. Please do like, share, and subscribe. Follow us on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music. Also find us on TikTok, Twitter, or X, Facebook, Instagram. We're all over social media. Please look for us and follow us over there on those platforms as well. Thank you guys so much for watching. We're going to be back real soon. Jake's going to join me probably sometime this weekend for another live show. And we cannot wait to get that out to you guys as well. Thank you so much for all your support. We'll see you soon. Roll Tide.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.